to DASCO Up for Discussion. Today we're diving into an important and heartfelt topic, relationships and marriage. We're joined by a very special guest, a self-advocate, Heather Hancock Blackburn, who is here to share her story, experiences, and wisdom about love, commitment, and building a life with a partner. But before we jump in, just a quick reminder, don't forget DASCO's biggest event of the year, the Down Syndrome Festival in 5K, is right around the corner on Saturday, September 27th at the Myriad Botanical Gardens in Oklahoma City. It's a day of full celebration and community in support of individuals with Down syndrome and their families. You can register or donate today at dsfestivalin5k.com. That's dsfestivalin5k.com, and we hope to see you there. Now let's just get on with our conversation with Heather. Welcome, Heather. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm so glad you could join me today so we can talk about your favorite topic, relationships and marriage.
Right.
And why don't you first just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and where you work, what you like to do, before we dive in and talk about your amazing Romeo.
Okay. I first started at the State Department of Education and Special Ed back in 2008, and I still love that job, and I still continue to work with them. I also work at the Down Syndrome Office of Central Oklahoma, working with Sarah.
Yeah. We love having you here.
And I love working with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been here just a couple of years. And tell a little about, you do a lot of things in Special Olympics. So what are the events that you participate in?
I'm doing basketball, bowling, swimming, and powerlifting.
Which one's your favorite? Or can you say a favorite?
My favorite is basketball.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your team's name?
OKC Hotshots.
Ooh, I know. I've watched you guys play. You're really good. And, you know, Heather, you have a great friend group around, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Can you talk a little bit about your club?
We have a club called OKC Advocates in Action. And what we do is we go out in the community and serve others. And we go pick up trash. And we do other things like going to Johnny's Night, kind of socialize with people. And we do other service projects in the community.
And that is, do you guys meet weekly to do your Johnny's Nights?
Yeah, Johnny's Nights, we meet second Friday of each month.
Okay. And that's just a great time for everybody to kind of eat and be together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
we like to see our club grow if we get more advocates involved in our club.
Is there an age limit?
They have to be 18 years of age or older.
So an adult, so yeah. 18. So Kirsten could join. I need to start bringing her to those, don't I?
Yeah.
So, Heather, tell us a little bit about when you first met Craig. Where'd you meet him at?
Okay, I met him at St. Louis at a National Down Syndrome Convention. And I think George Earhart at the time set us up on a blind date.
How old were you when you first laid eyes on him?
It's probably...
Were you still in high school?
I was still in high school still back in 2004.
Okay. Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Craig is Heather's husband. And that's what we're talking about today is relationships. And so where did you go on your first date?
My first date, he took me to a celebrity basketball game.
Oh, fun.
And then he took me to the dance.
At the convention?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then after the dance, he took me to the room, gave me my first kiss.
Oh, Heather. How did that make you feel?
It makes me feel like that he loved me.
Yeah. So you all met back in 2002?
2004.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you all just started dating. Would you just meet up at other Down syndrome events? How did that progress?
Yeah, we started going to several different conferences. We went to one in Chicago, and in Boston, and a few others.
Mm-hmm. So between those times, did you talk on the phone? Did you email? How did you communicate?
We normally do like video chat on Facebook Messenger. So that way we're able to see each other.
Yeah.
Or we'll call each other or we'll text message each other.
Mm-hmm. So how often did you communicate? Like every night? couple probably times a week.
During the day or late at night.
Uh-huh. Because Craig also works. Yeah. You want to tell a little bit about Craig now that you kind of talked about yourself?
Yeah, Craig, he started working at Winn-Dixie before he got his dream job.
Mm-hmm. What's his dream job?
He worked for the New Orleans Pelicans at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then that was his dream job. And then since COVID hit, they decided to back off a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So now he's working for the New Orleans Saints NFL team.
And what are his job duties there?
He's on the equipment team. He does stuff with the helmets or get players towels or water.
Oh, nice, nice. So going back to 2004, you all had your first date, and then you started this relationship.
Right.
And how did you know it was more than just you wanted to be more than just friends with Craig?
I just knew for a fact when I first met him, I knew he was the one I wanted to be with the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. And did he feel the same way?
Yeah.
Yeah. So where'd you guys go on dates after that? You want to tell a little bit about all of your dating experiences?
Well, he actually came here back in my junior year to go to prom with me.
Oh, fun.
And then he came for my senior year when I got Miss Westmore at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, getting that crown on my head as Miss Westmore. I saw him fainting on the floor.
He fainted when you were crowned Miss Westmore?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's love at first sight, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you all just continued to date? And yeah, there's other things that you all did? Some other adventures?
Yeah, we, you know, hang out with my friends. We'll go, and I take him to dinner, just him and I.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dinners? Where do you all like to go?
We like to go to Louis, or we go to different places.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the place downtown I took him for our anniversary. It's called the Magnolias.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him there.
So you all like to do a variety of things. Does Craig also participate in Special Olympics?
Yeah, he does. He does basketball. He does bowling. And I think he's starting to do bocce.
Oh, nice. It seems like you guys have a lot of common interests.
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you all talk about when you were dating to kind of flourish your relationship?
We had talked about we were ready to get married, mm-hmm. and we were discussing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know the options from, you know, either being long distance or stay together. I don't know, but we're working the pieces out and see what we need to do.
Sure. So you all just kind of just talked about how you wanted to be together and, you know, what kinds of things you like to do together.
Right.
Is there a particular, like, movie you all like to see or watch over and over again? Or
Yeah, there's lots of movies like Message in a Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas Sparks movies, like Walk to Remember.
Mm-hmm. Do you all like to do some activities together, like bowling? I think we went to Topgolf.
Yeah, we did. I took him to Topgolf to celebrate his birthday with my friends.
Uh-huh. And I know you're really big about this, Heather, because you're such a gift giver.
Right.
And so I'm sure you have given Craig a lot of nice gifts and things over the years. What's one that kind of stands out?
Actually, I ordered him a blanket.
Uh-huh.
Let him know I was thinking of him.
Oh, that was really nice of you. And is it the same? I mean, does he send you stuff as well?
He does. Most of the time he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys dated for what, almost 15 years before you got married?
I think so.
Yeah. And tell us about the time he proposed.
It was back at the Down Syndrome Convention in Kansas City. I remember at the time, I didn't know what was going on because we were going to have our dinner, and then I didn't know. Our organization made a circle, and his organization made a circle outside the room.
Oh.
At the time. So I didn't know what was going on, and when Craig told me I step out for a second, and I just felt so nervous, like I didn't know how I'm going to feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Craig went into the room that we had dinner, and he grabbed my hand and put me out in the room.
Aww.
And I remember that he dropped his knee, and he told me he had me from hello.
Aww.
And he gave me my ring and asked me to marry him.
Oh, that's so sweet and so special. Was everybody there?
Everyone was there watching the whole thing.
Oh, how sweet. Did everybody just cheer and laugh? Yeah. I'm sure there's videos of it.
Yeah, I still have it on video.
Oh, that's a sweet, sweet memory.
Yeah.
So how long did you all, were you engaged before you actually got married?
Yeah, we actually got engaged before we thought of getting married.
Uh-huh. It was that kind of a long time?
Yeah.
Because you had to figure out some things. So you got engaged, and then you want to talk about your wedding ceremony?
Yeah.
Tell everybody where you went and what all the details
were. Well, we went to St. Thomas Virgin Islands. That's where we got married. It was incredible. Like, you see out the ocean mm-hmm. on the beach. And when I walked down the aisle, I could see the tears coming down Craig's face.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
Did you all write your own vows?
Yeah, we did.
Do you remember any of those?
What you said? I told him how I felt about him. I told him that you're the first person I ever fell in love with, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
That's so sweet. And I know, so you and Craig have been married. When did you get married?
Back in 2000.
When's your anniversary?
16.
Yeah, what day?
June 7th.
June 7th, 2016.
Yep.
Wow, you're going to be celebrating
10 years
here coming up. So, yep. But you've been together almost 20.
Right.
That's quite a long haul. To be with somebody. So, and I'm sure just like any couple, you all have disagreements too, right?
Right.
And but you're able to talk through those,
right?
And work them out,
and hopefully be able to live together.
I hope so, but sometimes the cards don't always work out in that area, do they?
Right.
For those of you who don't know, so people with intellectual disabilities that have Medicaid and Social Security, they cannot get married and live in the same household, or they will lose their benefits. One of them would have to relinquish those, right, Heather?
Right.
In order for you to stay legally married. So you and Craig have a common law marriage, right?
Yeah.
A community center, just a ceremonial.
Yeah.
So legally, you don't have a marriage certificate.
Right.
Right. And I know that hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That doesn't feel right, does it?
No.
And I know you spent, as well as I have, advocating for the rights for people with intellectual disabilities to get married. You want to talk a little bit about your advocacy journey in that?
My advocacy journey, I want to get this eliminating the marriage penalty to pass, because it's been my passion from day one that I want this passed for me and for others like me that wants the same thing.
Yeah, because you have waivered services here, and Craig has his services in Louisiana.
Right.
And then it's just trying to figure out if you move how to, you know, combine those and how to keep your health care and things like that and the supports that you all need.
Right.
And really, you know, the other thing you and I've talked about job opportunities.
Right.
You know, so.
And I've been trying to look into that for Craig if he decides to come here.
Right. Or, and I know there's a lot of things that go into play, you know, and I know Craig's really great. Like, he's had to learn how to take care of you and your diabetes.
Right. Yeah.
And he's really good about that, isn't he?
Yeah.
And, so it is you all are married. You're a couple, right?
Right.
You do all the same things. You support each other. It's just not on a piece of paper. That doesn't always seem that fair. But as far as your marriage, or, you know, you guys being together, I know that's kind of hard sometimes to talk about. But you know that you always have our support here.
Right.
Is there anything else you want to share about, you know, Craig and your marriage?
I'm just hoping we can get this bill passed and get it going so we can be able to be together.
And we talked to Congressman Cole about that.
Yeah,
we
did.
And he said he was looking into it because he didn't think it was fair either.
Right.
But apparently it has to do with some Social Security laws
that
have to change in order for that to happen, that are quite old and, you know, just probably need to be revisited. And he did say there were other priorities, unfortunately, didn't he?
Yeah.
But I know it's always a forefront and a priority for you. But what are some other things you and Craig like to do together?
We like to do a lot of things. We like going out to eat a lot. We like to spend time together.
Mm-hmm. Is there a particular thing that you two do together? I mean, I know you FaceTime quite a bit now. Yeah. To try to keep the spark going.
Right.
What are some other, maybe you could give us some tips on how to keep the spark going in our marriages after 20 years of being together.
Just know how to communicate with each other and do the right thing and help each other out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's different for you because, you know, not only are you all great communicators, but you have the support.
Right.
Of your families.
Right.
Of staying together and being married and building your relationship.
Right.
And I'm sure the long distance thing, I know it sucks, doesn't it?
Right.
It's just not fun. I know. I know you have that's hard sometimes.
But
you all seem to do it so well. You really do. And I commend you for that because...
But it's hard for me to see him go and have to take back.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But thank goodness we do have FaceTime and Zoom calls.
I know, but it's still not the same.
It's not. I'm sure it's not the same to touch somebody, is it?
Right.
Yeah. And Craig actually lives by himself, right?
Yeah, he has a condo.
Uh-huh.
So he's getting ready to move to another place.
Right.
Since he's been at his condo for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. But he lives independently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have actually traveled by yourself to go see him.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You want to talk about those experiences?
I think it's a lot of fun, to fly down there by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually going to be with him and spend time with him.
Yeah. And I know you all try to meet up for special occasions.
Right.
All the holidays and your anniversaries and birthdays.
Right.
And Valentine's Day, I know, is a real special time.
Right.
For you guys. And... Is he any one of those times where Craig, like, really surprised you that you were like, wow?
Yeah, he did.
You want to tell a story about that?
Well, it was my birthday week, and I didn't know what was going on.
Uh-huh.
And then my dad told me, come here, there's someone out here for you. I didn't know who it was, so I opened the door, and there he was.
Oh, was that a recent birthday?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Was it for your 40th birthday?
Probably.
Yeah, when we went bowling and did some fun things, and he surprised you?
Yep.
That's so awesome.
Yep.
And I am in awe of how you guys just make it work and have stayed together, and you are right. Communication is a huge part of, you know, marriage.
Right.
What other tidbits would you give listeners out there about marriage in your eyes?
I think... You know, you need to find the right person to be with and learn about one another and teach them how to be successful, because that's a whole hard part of being in a relationship with someone that you can really trust and spend the rest of your time with.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do several classes here at the Down Syndrome Association that's taught in our self-advocacy program. About, you know, having relationships and meaningful ones. Do you think that, if you had to tell something to another self-advocate, what would you tell them based on your experience?
You know, you get to have the same personality as the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And that way guys can kind of click with each other.
Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, finding love, what would you tell somebody who's just desperate to find love?
I just let them know there's a lot of people out there in the world that you can meet, and if you find the right person, and I knew you guys are going to fall in love with that person.
Mm-hmm. And you've even given some talks to some of our self-advocates about, you know, your relationship experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's been, you know, really helpful, and even as parents, for, you know, us to see you and Craig as this model couple kind of gives, you know, us a lot of hope.
Yeah.
I hope, you know, someday Kirsten can find her true Romeo and have...
I'm sure she will. She...
yeah. So, you know, so that she can find that connection. And I mean, I know those things are so important, and you've always kind of trailblazed.
When I first started getting into this, I've been watching my sister since she's been dating. I knew that I wanted to be with someone I want to be with.
You wanted
like
the same things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted to have a relationship. Did you have any other people that you dated before Craig?
Yeah, there's a couple of people I knew over the years while I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of guys out there I really liked, but they were not my personality.
Yeah. You and Craig just seemed to click.
Yeah.
He finishes your sentences even.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those nice things. He knows what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
And I know that's really comforting. And I think, you know, a lot of people, we talk about this, just because you have Down syndrome doesn't mean you don't want to, you know, have a relationship, go on dates and, you know, find a partner to marry, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I know we talk a lot about that here and what relationships are and, you know, how to cultivate those.
And I'm going to tell all of our advocates that you got to get to know one another, and you got to go out there and go to all these conferences, and one day you can meet someone from another state.
Yeah, you could. Or you might meet somebody right here.
Or here, too, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a couple of people start dating at DASCO.
Yeah.
Some of them in our self-advocacy program.
Right.
They have made a connection, and I know that's just really important, and I hope that's one thing that we can do for you all. Make
right.
sure that you do have meaningful relationships, and
right.
and how to navigate those we can help, as well as, you know, the caregiver support.
Right.
And you want to talk a little bit about how, you know, your parents have been, because they've been really supportive of this from the very beginning.
Right.
They let you travel and be with him.
You know, the thing is, my mom and dad, they want the best of me, to meet someone and want to share my life with. And I learned all that after they said that to me, because, like, since watching my sister through the years, that she started dating, and that's what got me involved in same thing.
Yeah.
My parents knew that I wanted to go out there and find the right person.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. And I'm so glad that you've had parents and other family members who have been extremely supportive of yours and Craig's relationship. And
right.
I think, you know, it just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like we like to say. And I know Craig's attended many of the DASCO events.
Yeah, he does.
And
yeah.
You've gone and attended things with him.
Because I remember when he was here coming to DASCO.
Yeah.
It's back when Jill was here at the time, I think.
Yeah.
And they did a video on me and Craig, mm-hmm. and we talked about our story.
Yeah, yeah. I think that those are great stories to tell and share. And I
still watch those videos every time it pops up.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just so glad that you're able to share that with us today.
Yeah.
And tell everybody your story about Heather and Craig. If you haven't listened or met Heather, she can share all the things that she has about her marriage relationship and her advocacy efforts. And I just encourage you to, you know, pull her aside and ask her what made it work. Because
and one thing I want to ask, too, that I'm going to start working with Jan Randall. Mm-hmm. And on the Disability Council as well, and try to get everything going.
Yeah, and I think besides DASCO and your parents, you've had a lot of other organizations that have supported you all.
Right.
And have helped foster that relationship.
That's why
as well.
They got me on Partners in Policy Making,
yeah.
because of that.
That's so awesome. Well, Heather, I'm so glad you joined us today on our podcast, and you're so inspiring, and I always appreciate everything that you share with us and your advocacy efforts, and just reminding us about, you know, what a marriage should look like and
right.
those relationship tips. We appreciate that, and it's all about love and respect and mutual support. And met values that shine brightly in the Down Syndrome community. So as we close today's episodes, don't forget we're just weeks away from the Down Syndrome Festival and 5K happening Saturday, September 27th at the Myriad Botanical Gardens. Come walk, run, or simply join the celebration as we raise awareness and support over 1,000 families across Oklahoma. Heather will be there, right?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, she's got her team ready to go. Is Craig coming?
I don't know. He might.
He might. All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing him if he is. But again, to sign up or learn more, visit dsfestivaland5k.com. That's dsfestivaland5k.com. Thanks for tuning in to Dasko Up for a Discussion. Until next time, keep believing, keep celebrating, and most of all, keep advocating. Thank you.
Thank you.